Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I had told Jimmy a while ago, I said, play more TV themes. I'm guessing because it's Mr. T's birthday today. He's playing the theme from the A-Team here. It's a good TV theme song right here. A-Team. Mr. T is 73 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Some other celebrity birthdays. Josh Allen. You'll be able to meet him up close and personal on Hard Knocks this season.
Bum.
Josh Allen is 29 today. Heat legend Jamal McGlure.
Big Cat.
Proud Canadian.
Big Cat.
47 years old today.
Remember he had the dunk where he closed his eyes, covered his face while dunking a putback in just like a regular game in March. Legend. The Big Cat. Legend.
Speaking of legend, Ricky Williams, 48 today. Dave Wannstedt, the man who made him quit football, 73 today.
Yeah.
Love Wanny.
He still have a stash?
I would imagine.
Because that's his look, even though he's out of the public eye. Oh, I guess not. He's on TV still, right? He still does
yeah,
TV in Chicago.
Yeah, he's on with Ruthie sometimes.
Right. I always see our old friend Ruthie Polinsky. I guess she doesn't work for that outlet anymore, but when she did, she would constantly post selfies with the Wannstedt.
On this day in 1980, The Empire Strikes Back was released to theaters. That's one of the Star Wars movies that I've never seen. To this day, I've never seen The Empire Strikes Back. I saw Star Wars, the original. I believe that was 78 or 77.
I have no idea. I've only seen one Star Wars movie. I've never indulged myself in all the Star Wars movies.
Well, Empire Strikes Back, I didn't see that one, and I don't think I saw Return of the Jedi. That's with Yoda. I was thinking about giving DBJ some Yoda lines. Because, you know, you have to say them backwards and stuff.
Yeah. You think DBJ's a Star Wars guy? It wouldn't hit if he didn't like Star Wars.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Joe Zagacki. Joe Zagacki strikes me as a Star Wars guy.
I don't know.
No?
They don't have time for that. They have time for football. Watching a soccer match here because the Marlins game is over. I'm on CBS Sportsnet, I guess, here. Tottenham and who's this? Manchester United?
Manchester United, yes. Yes.
Is it a biggie?
It is a European Cup final. It's like the second most prestigious club European Cup after the Champions League. But here's what's funny about this, Hawk. Tottenham, and especially Manchester United, They're two very well-known, very accomplished. Tottenham's really not accomplished, but Man U is, right? Like one of the most accomplished, decorated clubs in the world over the past century. Both clubs this year flirted with being sent to the championship, the second division. They were 16th and 17th, respectively, in the English Premier League, which is a debacle. Like, it's a joke. Manchester United, worst season they've had in my lifetime. But somehow, because it's separate from the EPL, they've been able to get to a club championship final in the Euros. So,
well, you see, I'm rocking my AFC Bournemouth hoodie today, up the cherries. Let's talk about real, good, quality, competitive Premier League teams.
They lost yesterday.
Tough break. Well, if they want this club cup, whatever this is, to last, they got to come up with better initials for Manchester United than MUN, because I think it's Munich.
You're talking about maybe the most popular club in the history of English football?
Right. They got to give them better initials on the little score bug than MUN, mm-hmm. because I think I'm watching Munich, Germany.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You should send that over to Jim Frivola at AFC Board.
Well, I don't think the Premier League has anything to do with this. I think this is CBS Sports Network and their score bug. So I got to tell Jake Winderman and Ozzy.
Okay. Yeah, good idea. Again, the most popular club maybe in the world, second most to Real Madrid. And
So shouldn't they have better letters? On the score bug, you see.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Like TOT, very obvious, it's Tottenham. MUN, everyone thinks it's Munich. Huh. Or Muncie, Indiana. Am I on an island here?
No, I'm sure there's a flock of people trying to join you on this take, truthfully.
Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers, dominant victory last night. They will try to do it again tomorrow night, 8 p.m. in Raleigh, the Lenovo Center. Lana hates it. And then they will be here in Sunrise Saturday and Monday. Saturday night, 8 p.m. puck drop in Sunrise. And Monday, 8 p.m. puck drop. We are going to do the show out there on Monday. It's Memorial Day, but we will do the show out there live on Monday from 2 till 6. And then all these games you will be able to hear right here on 560 WQAM. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
This is where I think reporters should be better. Sham Sharania is breaking the news that SGA...
Yeah, I saw it during the commercial break. I didn't know if we were going to spoil it for people who want to watch the ceremonies.
Yeah, I mean, like, why? For the sake of being... Everybody knows SGA is winning the MVP. So you have to be right. Have to be hours ahead.
If you're a sports reporter who's getting paid buku dollars from ESPN to be first on all NBA news, and you know who the MVP is, you'd be derelict in your responsibilities not to share it, right?
I guess, but it just...
I mean, it's literally his job.
Yeah.
SGA is the MVP.
But there's an award ceremony for it.
I mean, well, it's not really like a ceremony.
Well,
it's not like they have all the finalists. There's a press conference. Famously remember the Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, there's a TV segment scheduled tonight to announce this award so that everybody can tune in at the same time and find out what we already knew was going to happen. SGA is going to win the MVP. I'm just saying, Hawk, I get it. He's paid to do his job. I love Shams. I have my my Shams bomb sound effect. I've got my Sham Sharania tweet notifications set up. I love him. But he's got the highest paying job in the industry. He's already made it. You can't just let this one go so we can all find out at the exact same time. You've got to.
It's his job. It's his job. It's his job.
Okay. This drives me nuts. Like, you got to be first for the MVP award.
Well, yes, he does have to be first. That's his job.
If it was an ESPN broadcast at 7, I guarantee he wouldn't have tweeted that out. That's all I'm saying, Hawk. If it was an ESPN broadcast,
you're probably right.
He wouldn't have tweeted it out. So you know how
more exciting news, you know, Will Mansell was saying that he'd rather the Stanley Cup final be in Dallas than Edmonton so that he could fly to Dallas easily. Portillo's has just announced DFW, we're cleared for landing. Portillo's is touching down at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, our first ever airport restaurant. Another reason to root for the Stars, there's a Portillo's at the Dallas airport.
Book a flight to the Big D.
That's not a bad idea to travel to different airports just for their food and then travel back.
Yeah,
because in Dallas, they have a Papa Dough at the airport.
They do. They do. Actually, Dallas Airport happens to be phenomenal. I was there last year. I fly a lot. And I saw the Papa Dough. You told me to go to Papa Dough, but I did not. Yeah. I hit up like a Mexican restaurant to have a margarita and some chips and guac.
Well, thanks.
You see this guy on Instagram that does one-day trips? That's his thing. Like, he flies to places for one day. And it was cutesy at the beginning. You know, he went to Puerto Rico for one day. And then
overnight or just stays the day and flies out at night?
Stays the day. I mean, he's there for less than 24 hours. He will not book a hotel. But now he's doing Paris. Then he was in Rome. Left New York City at whatever. The late flight is at 10. You get there to Rome at 6 a.m. and then has a 7 o'clock flight out of Rome to get back to New York City. Less than 24 hours in a city. He's doing this every weekend.
You know what's funny? You mentioned Paris. So we were in Paris, you know, when we went to England a few months ago. We did one day in Paris, took the train in the morning, train out at night. So we had a private tour guide in Paris. Her name is Audrey Jean. She was terrific, but that way we could see everything we wanted to see, and we had a driven car, so it was like we could do all the stuff we wanted to do in Paris because we were only there for a day. And she was very sweet. We spent the entire day together, obviously. We had meals with, you know, me, her, Lori, and she was just terrific. She was great. So she followed me on Instagram. I followed her on Instagram, and I'm telling you, I haven't had two conversations with her since we've been back. I took a picture once. We bought something in France. I took a picture of it inside the house so she could see it. And that was it. I literally DM'd her. It's funny you say Paris. During this last commercial break. Because up on my feed came Burger King has launched Nutella ice cream burgers in France.
Wow.
So I DM'd it to her, and I wrote, I'm coming back just for this. And I just got a message from her. Ha ha. And she says, and this week opened the first Dunkin' Donut ever in Paris. I guess the French gastronomy is having a little breakdown. Next time you come, we can have a crappy food tour.
That sounds unbelievable.
That's my kind of tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, one guy's crap is another guy's gold.
Hawk, the amount of people that go to Europe and just eat at fast food establishments is probably a lot higher than most people think.
No. No.
Are you being sarcastic?
You're saying tourists?
Yes. Like American tourists that fly to Europe and just spend their meals at like Burger King and then at...
No, I would say 0%.
So I'm in 10th grade. Let me take you back. 2010. I go on with I was in like AP Spanish at Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll High School in the hammocks. We go on.
It's a high school trip, though. Wait, I mean, that's not fair. That's not tourism.
No, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. But this is still a funny story. We're going to Spain. We land in Madrid. You want to know the first place they took us to eat? Hard Rock Cafe to have cheeseburgers.
That's funny. That's funny.
I was beside myself because
that's funny.
I was ready
for... Well, there's a giant thriving Olive Garden in the middle of Times Square. Who's coming to New York City and going to Olive Garden?
I've eaten at that Olive Garden before, actually.
Oh, my God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What on earth were you doing in that Olive? First of all, what are you doing in any Olive Garden? Specifically in New York, though, where there's so much good original Italian food.
Hawk, as somebody who has been on assignment in cities like Rome for this show at McDonald's.
But that's show bits.
No, right. But I'm telling you, everybody at the McDonald's in the heart of Rome was American. Every single person in line.
We stopped at a McDonald's in Tokyo for our son. He was craving McDonald's. And I'm like, yeah, well, let's stop in there and get a burger. I don't care.
Telling you, it's a lot higher than you think. People who are
about that.
A little afraid.
Like one meal every now and then because bro. You're in a rush or whatever. I don't think there's a ton of tourists that are going to fast food places.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You are downplaying how people just find comfort in those types of meals, and they don't want to branch out.
As somebody points out on the text line, I am from France. All right, headlines.
Cats will play game two tomorrow in Carolina. They won last night 5-2. Take a big fat L. Hurricanes.
Demoralizing L. Think about it. All day, Hurricanes. Think about it.
When were the Carolina Hurricanes founded? Like, what was their first season?
Wow, not very long, right?
1997 was their first season. Oh, they were
I can't imagine they
were the Hartford Whalers. Remember, they got moved from Hartford to Carolina. Controversial.
Oh, I didn't realize they were Hartford.
Yeah. Hmm. How do you go from Whalers, which is just a badass name, to Hurricanes?
Hurricanes, most badass name in all sports.
Right, but it because of the Miami Hurricanes. Like, that's what they decided on. And no, when you think of hurricane, like the actual event, the weather event, nobody says, oh, yeah, Carolina.
True. Although you lived through it.
Get me started, stupid Asheville.
Ticket Wizard says you took AP Spanish. You're from Uruguay.
Easy A. And an easy 5 on my AP exam.
Wow.
So the NBA MVP award will be announced tonight on TNT, but Shams Charania ruined
Tottenham
it.
Tottenham leading Munich 1-0. Manchester United.
Knicks versus Pacers will follow that meaningless event on TNT. Game one between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. Is Reggie Miller going to be – is he calling these games? He might be calling these games, right?
I think so.
Yeah. The tush
push. Did you see Trae Young, what he said about the
– No, I didn't.
Was it Madison Square Garden? He trolled them somehow.
He owned MSG when he was out there when they played. Remember, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals in the 2021 season, and he dominated the New York Knicks.
Talk about a guy who fell off, right?
Somehow,
yeah,
I feel...
Trae Young tweeted out 2 days ago, hot take, but not. OKC fans are louder than Knicks fans. Happy Sunday.
I like Trae Young. I feel like the Heat are going to end up with Trae Young somehow, some way in the future.
Yeah, Reggie Miller is doing the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
that's cool.
With Stan Van Gundy and Kevin Harlan.
Love Kevin Harlan.
These classless Knicks fans are going to start throwing stuff at Reggie Miller. Watch, Hawk. You're going to see. You think it's good for the NBA. You're going to see. You're going to start throwing stuff at Reggie. It's going to be ugly.
He loves it.
Oh, the story I wanted to get to today. This is big for a Dolphins player. A couple NFL nuggets, but the NFL announced that it is adding a Protector of the Year award for offensive linemen.
Oh.
I mean, this is Liam Eichenberg's year. This
right,
is it right
Patrick
here.
Paul.
This is the year Liam Eichenberg is going to win his award, Protector of the Year.
All right.
Tush-push vote to ban it did not pass. And if you're just joining us, I know we talked about it, but the Bills did get hard knocks during training camp.
All right. That's the money hard knocks. The in-season, I'm not certain anybody cares about. And
even though when
the way
Dolphins...
they do the in-season now. Yeah, we liked it when the Dolphins, but that was us. I don't think anyone was watching it besides people in Miami.
It was the first year
I ever
watched it.
And now it's the entire conference. It's more like just a highlight package, to be quite honest.
It was the first time I'd ever watched an in-season Hard Knocks with the Dolphins. And I ended up enjoying it until they lost to Tennessee, and then I couldn't stomach watching it anymore.
Understood.
Finally, Hawk, before we head to break, Oreo, you saw they have a new celebrity cookie?
I did.
Selena Gomez is their new celebrity cookie.
It makes it look, the packaging I saw makes it look like the Oreo tastes like Selena Gomez. Have you seen the packaging?
I have not. No, I have not seen
the
packaging.
It just says Oreo and then Selena. As if it, like, you know, Oreo, birthday cake batter. You know what I mean? Like, I was really confused.
Oreo, so I'm looking at it right now, Selena Gomez, right? Like, if it's Selena Gomez flavored.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I would try.
100%. Double stuffed. Make them double stuffed. Anyways, I don't know if that's like the Oreo celebrity mashups. Like, that's their new thing now? They're just putting...
Well, because Post Malone had an Oreo, I think.
Lady Gaga had an Oreo. But is that their new thing? Is that helping sales? Like, hey.
I don't know. Yeah. I bought today for my son, not for anyone else in the house, some Oreos.
I've seen those.
S'more.
A s'more, but an flavored. Oreo flavored. Yeah. S'moreo.
Well, no, s'more flavored, but it's an Oreo.
You haven't tried them yet?
Nah, I don't really love Oreos.
What do you mean you don't love Oreos?
It's not my cookie of choice. My son loves them, so I keep them in the house. But I like, we've had mega stuff in the pantry for a month. I haven't had one. I could stare at a bag of Oreos all day long and not eat them.
That's bizarre, man.
It's just not my favorite cookie. I would much rather have a Pepperidge Farm Montauk.
A Montauk?
Yeah, they're chewy. They're chewy chocolate chip cookies.
That's
crazy, a chewy.
Man.
You know what I really like? I like, you know, they have them at the Ameren Bank Arena. It's that Stoner's Pizza does like the half baked.
I saw that.
I like, because
yeah.
Even like, what's the place? I'm forgetting the name of the place that does all, but like they're barely cooked almost. The heck's the name of the place?
You're talking about Mrs. Fields?
No. I love Mrs. Fields. But what's the hot new? A Crumble.
Crumble.
They're very, you know, like very soft.
Right.
I love that. That's my type of cookie. Oreo is not. So
the best chewy cookie is Chips Ahoy. Chewy. The red bag. The best one.
I've ever had those.
And if I'm going, well, then you're just not somebody.
Well, I don't love a bag of cookie. Like, I like good, fresh cookies. When I was growing up in Chicago, they had these Matt's cookies, and they came in this bag, and they were very big. But we used to have, like, Chips Ahoy. There was no Chewy Chips Ahoy when I was a kid. And then they came out with the Chewy Chips Ahoy, and it was a nice little addition to the lineup, but that's not my thing. If I'm going to have Chips Ahoy, I want the original.
But you said you like the chewy. So
I know.
Walk me
I know,
through
but
this.
Chips Ahoy has a special place in my heart.
And if you're going Pepperidge Farm cookies and you're not getting Milano, then
I don't like Milanos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're just not qualified to have this conversation then, Hawk. I'm sorry. You're just not.
I don't like Milanos. I like, first of all, the regular Milanos I don't like. Milk chocolate, because I don't love dark chocolate. I'll take the milk chocolate ones. Now they've got a million different ones. Mm-hmm. They've got dulce de leche flavor.
Oh, so
they've
good.
Got mint chocolate. They, you know, and it's enough already with the Milanos.
They come in the little.
Oh my God! Cup. What a save by either Tottenham or Munich. No one knows what color each team is, but there was an unbelievable save.
Manchester United, bro. Manchester United.
Right.
The Milano cookies come in. Their own little, I don't know what you would call it, like the little package. They're not. It's not packaging. It's like layered two cookies or three cookies at a time in like this white little cup. You know what I'm talking about?
It is packaging, and they have like doilies every fourth cookie to separate. Oh, yeah.
Just delicious. Like they have the serving size because, like, how many do you eat? That's the problem with Oreos. They're just lined up.
Milanos are just an overrated cookie. They just are. Crazy, I know no one wants to say it, but they just are.
That's absurd, genuinely. It's an absurd take by you. Absurd. You're not qualified. I didn't know this about you. You're not qualified to have a cookie.
I'm telling
debate.
You, the best Pepperidge Farm cookie is the Montauk.
Nah, I'm not doing this with you. Your weather-
well, trust me, change your life. go to Publix, get the Montauk Pepperidge Farm bag of cookies. It's the best cookie you'll ever eat.
Speaking of Publix, I've been meaning to tell you this for quite some time. So, Hawk, you know, for years I've maintained the key lime pie at Publix is better than any key lime pie you'd buy in the Keys.
Better than Joe's Stone Crab.
Joe's Stone Crab is very good. It's probably a close second, maybe third behind Pollo Tropical when they used to sell key lime pies.
Hmm.
People, you know, they have this illusion of going to the Keys. They find any building that's lime colored, and they're fooled into thinking that they sell fresh key lime pies. They're not. Like, they're just doing the same thing everybody else is doing. Publix makes them fresh. But you know what else Publix has also dominated? The tiramisu at Publix is the best tiramisu I think I have ever had in my entire life. You know I love a tiramisu, and I had it the other day from Publix. They even write tiramisu on the actual piece of cake, just in case you're confused as to what it is. And oh my mother bleeping God, is that tiramisu so unbelievable? The best you'll find anywhere is at Publix.
The best what?
Tiramisu.
So here's the thing. All right, I let you go off there and say it all the funny ways that you want to say it as many times in a row, and I didn't bite. Why on earth would anyone be buying tiramisu at Publix? For what godly reason would you ever be in the Publix bakery and say, you know what, I need tiramisu? I get what everybody else gets. Get a frosted black and white cookie. Get a piece of cookie cake. What are you doing? Tiramisu.
Why wouldn't you get a tiramisu at Publix? What are you talking about?
Why would you?
A frosted white and black cookie? Like, nobody in Kendall's going to Publix for a frosted white and black cookie, Hawk.
They're going for tiramisu?
Yes. Yes.
To Publix.
Key lime pie, tiramisu, and chocolate chip cookies. Undefeated. Publix remains atop the rankings of each of those desserts. Period.
The best dessert that you can get at Publix is the chocolate frosted donut. Period. End of story.
That is good.
It's great.
It is.
Shut up, Jimmy. Your weather from the those are your sports headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, hot, humid. That's your weather.
All right. We will continue to break down Juan Soto and whether he hustles enough or not for the Mets. I talk about Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach every day. So Cheetah Palm Beach is celebrating 24 years in the Palm Beaches with a two-day celebration. It's today and tomorrow. Today, tonight at Cheetah Palm Beach, open bar 6 till 7 and again 10 till 11. Complimentary carving station 6 till 7 tonight as well, and a lavish dessert station 6 till 7 tonight as well. And you could stop by there and win one of their 24-karat gold bar raffle prizes tomorrow at Cheetah Palm Beach. VIP open bar 6 till 7. Complimentary wine and cheese station 6 till 7. Complimentary hors d'oeuvres 6 till 7. And there will be a super VIP card worth $1,500 raffled off tomorrow night. So that's going on. Cheetah Palm Beach, big old celebration today and tomorrow. Cheetah Pompano, of course, great spot to watch game tonight, a little basketball tonight, hockey tomorrow. Got HDTVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And, of course, Cheetah Pompano and Palm Beach have amazing complimentary gourmet lunches till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials until 6. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Flan, 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 flan.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Give away Marlins tickets here, so remind me. We've got Marlins tickets. They host the Giants May 31st. That is South Florida Black Legacy Day at Lone Depot Park. We've got a pair of tickets every day this week, and we will give away a pair this segment, if I remember. Wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping here. Leroy Horde on my text, on my phone, says the Publix Brookie is number one on the Horde rankings. And I didn't even know Publix had a Brookie. But I can guarantee you, without ever having had it, I can guarantee you it's better than their tiramisu.
Publix is known for their cakes. People go to Publix.
Tiramisu is a restaurant cake, though. That's my point. I like tiramisu, but that's a restaurant cake.
Okay.
That's when you're out. Same thing with Tres Leches. It's only when you're out.
Why?
It just is. I don't make the rules.
So now you're going to say, like, you can only have a flan when you go to La Carreta for dinner?
Of course. You don't have a flan at home as if it's a scoop of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Why not? I just think you're missing out on things because you're boxing them into a specific time and place.
Do you ever buy a Publix cake if it's not someone's birthday?
I might. I might just be in the mood.
But you don't.
You don't. I might be in the mood.
My point is you don't. And their cake is delicious. But it's only meant for birthdays. Tiramisu? Only meant for restaurants.
But what's the difference if I buy a Publix cake for my family member's birthday and then I save it to eat it throughout the week. Like, what's the difference between me just going and buying one or me eating leftover cake? There's no difference.
There's no difference. You can go buy one today and have it in your fridge for the next week. You won't. Do you know why? Because it's only when someone's having a birthday. Same thing with tiramisu. That's only for when someone is out at a restaurant. Let me tell you something. I love a brownie as much as the next guy. You only put a scoop of ice cream over it if you're at a restaurant. You don't do that at home. It's nonsense.
I just think you're missing out on things you love because you think...
You love Publix cake, right?
There's a time and place to eat them, but
when's the last time you've bought a Publix cake when it wasn't someone's birthday?
I'll tell you what, though. If somebody makes a brownie, if my fiance just puts together a batch of brownies, you're effing crazy if you think I'm not putting a scoop of ice cream over that brownie.
I know you're not.
More so because her brownies are always dry as hell. Huck, I do it every time. I do it every time. No. Scoop of ice cream. I even bought the stupid ice cream scooper that
Everybody
they have
knows the rules.
At restaurants. I bought the ice cream scooper on Amazon. $4.99.
Everybody knows the rules. You know the rules.
Tiramisu at Publix. Trust me. Just try it. Hawk, I'm telling you. Just try it. Phenomenal.
Somebody texts in, my sister used to purchase a Publix cake once a month when she came to visit. God bless her. I love Publix cake. I don't know why I don't ever buy one unless it's someone's birthday. I could go buy a Publix cake right now. I could literally go have it lettered right now. Happy Wednesday, me. I don't do it. I don't know why. It's just the rules.
Right, but cake, typically you'll buy cake. It's good for, I don't know, 8 to 10 people, right? You could slice up 8 to 10 pieces. Eating a slice of cake every day, I mean, you're kind of a fatso.
But you can go buy, they sell pieces of cake at Publix.
Individual slices of cake?
Yeah, no, you can get a slice of cookie cake. Yeah, they do at the bakery.
You can't just buy a slice of Publix cake.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you've done that?
I have not done that, but I've seen it at Publix.
They have it. They have it there. I've never done it either, but they have it.
I can walk up to the bakery at Publix and ask for a slice of their Publix cake?
No, it's pre-sliced. It's pre-sliced. It comes in those little plastic containers, just like the cookie cake does. Take your fat ass and go get a piece of cake after the show.
It sounds like you two are fat asses.
No, you're not satisfied with one piece of cake. You need a whole cake. Cut back a little bit. Get one piece of cake, fat ass.
But you're suggesting that people don't eat flan at home or they don't eat tiramisu at home.
That's the rules. I didn't make the rules. I'm just living by them.
They don't eat tres leches at home? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just that's a restaurant. That's a restaurant dessert.
No, but it's not. It's not.
Well, it is.
It's not.
It is. Okay, but it is. Somebody texts in, every now and then I get a slice of carrot cake from Publix.
Oh, their carrot,
great move.
Their carrot cake is good too, man. Very good.
All right. You like a lot of those desserts, Chubbs. All right, let me give away the Marlins tickets here.
I'm well nourished, if that's what you mean by your comment.
Yeah, we saw your picture yesterday, Joker.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.